From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Oh, man, I have driven so many times from Houston up to the Waco area. And the cell phone will be clear, and then it cuts out. His cell phone was breaking up. I was talking to him during the break. And he hadn't even known that I've been trying to get him on the show. That's how it is when you're so busy. I must have an old email or old phone number. So we're going to get Ted Nugent back on the show. And he said definitely he'll come in studio soon. Regardless, we'll continue taking your phone calls here. But we were able to get his number before it dropped off. So we'll see if we can get Ted Nugent back on with us. But how cool is that, getting Ted Nugent to call into the show? Let's go to Doug in North Dakota. Doug, you follow Ted Nugent. Go ahead.
What an honor. Yeah, you know, this has been a conundrum, listening to Ted Nugent and looking at the cross talk that I was unfortunately under the impression that Ted would never align himself and cross over and take that final contact. You know, this is a watershed moment, sir, and I say that with all due respect to you, because, you know, as a over-the-road truck driver, 55 years old, Ben thought I was awake, thought I knew what was going on. You know, it wasn't until February of 2007 before I even knew who Alex Jones was.
Well, enough about old Alex Jones. My point is they're coming after our guns now, and we were able to get Ted Nugent back on. Did you guys get him? Okay, let's put this caller on hold. I'll come back to him. We're going to break in a moment, but we do have Ted. Let's go ahead and punch Mr. Nugent back up. I've driven around in the middle of Texas many times where he's at, out there by Waco, and it's either great cell phone or no cell phone. And Ted, as soon as you get good cell, I promise, if you just pull over for 10 minutes, I just want to get your take on all this news and the veterans getting letters saying that they may have their guns basically taken in mass, even if they're just physically disabled. Ted, are you there?
Yeah, I got you, Alex. Yeah, that's a very important point, man. I hope you got a good signal.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Well, what you're doing is as important, as critical, as pivotal as the Second Amendment is for genuine freedom. The reason the First Amendment exists is because we, the people, and the media are supposed to always be asking questions and spotlighting cockroaches and hold the government accountable, because so much of the media today has absolutely abandoned their duty under the First Amendment to ask those kinds of questions on behalf of the citizenry. What you're doing and what a lot of us are doing out there in the media now is we're picking up the slack. So, yeah, this is a reality. They are coming after our guns. Dianne Feinstein has said on film, "I would disarm America if I could." The Attorney General violating his oath to the Constitution, running illegal guns to Mexican drug gangs, is on film, stating he needs to brainwash Americans about guns. This isn't an Alex Jones or a Ted Nugent thing. The documentation, the evidence is inescapable if you're paying attention.
And exactly, and you and I aren't in comas. That's why we're angry. Paul Revere was riding around saying, get your guns and start shooting people, and he wasn't called radical. I'm not calling for that. You're not calling for that. But again, people can't criticize us for getting angry. That's what founded this country, is getting a damn pulse.
And, I mean, who doesn't know? I was going to ask the rhetorical question. Who doesn't know why the founding fathers put the Second Amendment there? But horror of horror, Alex, like I was talking in our first conversation a moment ago, the curse, the embarrassment of apathy, there's an enormous swath of Americans that have no idea what the Constitution says, what the Bill of Rights says. That's why people are able to get away with the scam that the Second Amendment has to be interpreted. You've got to be kidding me. Who needs the right to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed? Interpreted. That's an indication of the sheeping, the de-souling, the sheeping of America, and it's absolutely
incredible. Ted, I'm giving you the floor. We're going to break for 60 seconds. We're coming right back to you, and I want you to cover Fast and Furious, the veterans getting the letters, where you think this fight is going, should we move to impeach Obama, Ted Nugent for one segment on the road, deep in the heart of Texas, from the heart of the resistance, Ted Nugent.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my legs has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead, has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
We now take you live
to the Central Texas Command Center
in the heart of the resistance. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
All right, he's out there driving near College Station, deep in the heart of Texas, Ted Nugent, the top of the food chain rocker of Stranglehold and so much more, but more importantly, a defender of the Constitutional Republic, one of the few people that really gets in there and says, look, this is about enslaving the American people. Ted, great to have you call in on the show. Been a guest many times over the last 15 years or so. But Ted Nugent, you've got the floor for this segment. We've got Fast and Furious, nobody getting in trouble. I want you to speak to that. You've got the new DOJ memo that's going out to, looks like, to hundreds of thousands. Most veterans I know are getting it, saying either you must turn your guns in or we're coming for a psychological evaluation. People that are disabled with legs and stuff blown off are having visits saying that means they're incompetent. Incredible. You've got the new Department of Justice memo saying, hey, we ought to just confiscate the guns, period. The NRA is now responding to that I know you're a board member last time I checked. So much paper-sized targets of citizens, men, women, and children for Homeland Security, the 2 billion bullets. I want you to cover it all. Ted Nugent, you've got the floor.
Well, Alex, you're bringing up some crazy issues. The circumstances that allow this insanity to fester is more important than the various indicators, like you said. Yes, it is true. The Department of Justice is now trying to identify the most heroic Americans of all, the heroes that have volunteered and served this great nation, the U.S. military, some of the finest human beings, most upstanding, and certainly the most courageous warriors amongst us. They're being targeted to lose their Second Amendment rights, which they've sacrificed dearly for. And yes, the fact that the Attorney General is on record, literally on film, declaring how he wants this administration, and this is Eric Holder's own words, brainwash Americans about guns. And you've got the fact that the evidence is irrefutable that the Attorney General, the number one cop, the number one law enforcement official in the United States of America, created this Fast and Furious scam, this gun-running scheme, defying his vow, his oath to the U.S. Constitution, to enforce the U.S. Constitution, including the Second Amendment. And the memos are they're numerous, where Eric Holder and Barack Obama and even Tim Geithner and Rahm Emanuel and even Hillary Clinton, they're all in on this, where they were using the Fast and Furious scam, again, illegally running guns to the Mexican drug gangs to somehow promote with a big government-organized PR campaign to let Americans know that American guns are being used in Mexican crimes, killing people. They are, but they were provided by the American government.
A false flag.
Gun owners, it's just diabolical. But again, I cannot overemphasize the most egregious criminal act of all. This is a sacred experiment in self-government. I've saluted too many flag-draped coffins and taken too many heroes of the military that have sacrificed their legs and their arms and their eyeballs and their skin fighting not just for freedom, not just for the American way and the U.S. Constitution and Bill of Rights, but, Alex, they all
they've taken it everywhere else.
They've taken it everywhere else. So, Alex, you're doing God's work, but the number one battle cry of freedom lovers and Americans who cherish this unique quality of life called the American dream, you've got to be engaged. You've got to be a member of the NRA. Number one, you got to be a member of the National Rifle Association, and you got to make sure that your buddies are members of the NRA, and your coworkers, and the guys at school with you. You got to go to church and to the bar.
I've got to say this since you raised it. I like where the NRA is going since you've been there. It's getting hardcore, and we need to be on the offense, so I salute the direction the NRA is going.
You know, there was a soft period that pissed off all painters for a long time. But the NRA is the only real fist in the fight. And I got to tell you, you're right, Alex. The NRA has taken a much stronger, a much firmer, and absolute stance for the Second Amendment. And if I can, right in the Alex Jones radio show, God bless everybody who keeps voting for me on the board of directors. I've received some of the highest votes in the history of the National Rifle Association because people know that I am an advocate.
No, no, no. We need to clone you and then have it all Ted Nugent.
Well, a lot of my fellow board members now and a lot of the people involved with the NRA are getting more engaged, but it's not just about writing letters to the NRA. It's about communicating on a weekly basis.
Absolutely.
A weekly basis, not once a year, not once a month. Every week, check up with your senator and your congressman. Call your mayor.
Get aggressive. Call talk radio like you're doing. I mean,
yes.
Get that passion. Let me throw this at you. What about impeachment? This memo, fast and furious, saying our military's under NATO, saying he'll shut down power plants without congressional approval in the last State of the Union. I mean, it's time for Congress to impeach Barack Obama's butt.
Alex, there's no question that this guy's violations qualify for impeachment. There's no question. But when you've got, let's take the most recent outrage. When you've got the Secretary of State of the United States of America, who was brought in for questioning regarding the murder, the slaughter, the predictable slaughter of four American citizens in Benghazi, Alex, what kind of subhuman numbnut would not know you need security in Benghazi?
They ordered the stand down. They ordered the stand down for 8 hours. The question is, why do they want that guy dead?
And why does Hillary Clinton know that she's got the backing of the president and the government overall when she has the audacity to scold those elected officials who ask proper questions? The hearings are over. Nothing. No accountability for Hillary Clinton and Benghazi. No accountability for Eric Holder.
So what you're saying is they're getting a green light to do whatever they want.
They've got a green light to do whatever they want. And, Alex, you know, we were talking off the air, and we will get together. I could tell you some stories about how the feds have come after me and how they've tried to get me on numerous felonies for the most nonsensical, ridiculous scams against me, trying to shut me up, trying to take away my gun rights, trying to take away my voting rights because they're scared.
Because you're a leader. You're a leader, and they're scared of you. I want to back you up. Ted Nugent's our guest. It's a 15-second clip. Here is the Attorney General saying he meets with the media to brainwash the public against guns. Here it is.
And what we need to do is change the way in which people think about guns, especially young people. One thing that I think is clear with young people and with adults as well is that we just have to be repetitive about this. It's not enough to simply have a catchy ad on a Monday and then only do it every Monday. We need to do this every day of the week and just really brainwash people into thinking about guns in a vastly different
way. All right, Ted Nugent, I know you've got to get back on the road and you'll get there to see your family, but in closing, Piers Morgan, what is the arrogance of the establishment to send a foreign redcoat here who we fought a war with over guns, who's running from a hacking scandal and criminal stuff, to come here and lecture us all day?
Well, Alex, I'm going to give you the only perspective that matters, if I may. You and I and all freedom lovers and all gun rights advocates in America should get on bended knee right now and look to the heavens, make the sign of the cross, and say thank you, God, for making our opponent, Piers Morgan. You and I could go to the greatest creative minds in the world, and we couldn't come up with a more effective idiot than Piers Morgan to try to make a point of why we should be in that position.
Absolutely. Well, listen, not just the NRA website. Plug your websites, Ted Nugent.
My TedNugent.com website, we have all the updates. We have all the stuff that you're talking about. Well, I have a crew out there, and I have a team that's deeply entrenched in the military, in federal law enforcement agencies, and in the House of Congress and the Senate, and they feed me stuff by the hour. I have a talk back at TedNugent.com. We're the greatest working hard, playing hard.
And you've got ammo now. Now you've got ammo. Listen.
How cool is that?
Oh, it's incredible. TedNugent.com. Let me talk to you during the break. We'll be back with your calls, folks. Ted Nugent.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
Hi, this is Peter Kronschnabel from Midas Resources. As you know, federal government spending is at an all-time high, and inflation will be a direct result of the spending policy. European government and central bank spending policies have put the European Union on the brink of collapse. What are you doing right now to protect yourself financially? Are your assets working for you or against you? One thing is certain. Having physical possession of gold and silver will guarantee that no matter what happens to our economy or the dollar, your investment will never be worthless. And it'll protect you from that hidden tax, inflation. If you've been thinking about investing in physical possession of precious metals or having an IRA in precious metals, I can help. Call me today, Peter Kronschnabel, at 800-686-2237, extension 108. And I'll take the time to personally put together a portfolio designed to protect what you've worked so hard for. Call 800-686-2237. Extension 108. You've worked hard your whole life, and I want to work hard for you. Call Peter at 800-686-2237, extension 108.
Is there a less expensive way to detoxify your body?
Yes. Microplant powder from hempusa.org frees your body of toxins from vaccinations, pharmaceutical residues, heavy metals, parasites, and toxic chemicals in your food and water for around $10 a month. Microplant powder removes virus, fungus, and bacteria while cleaning and purifying the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. It unclogs arteries and softens heart valves. Plus, microplant powder can be taken with any liquid, any pharmaceutical, at any time. It's truly the easiest and most cost-effective way to clean and detoxify your body for around $10 a month. Microplant powder from hempusa.org. It really works. And for persistent health issues, try our Matrix Bio Powder together with microplant powder for a deeper cellular cleaning. Call 888-910-4367. That's 888-910-4367. And see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you at hempusa.org.
You've come to expect winter specials from Herbal Healer Academy, and we're not going to let you down. Battle through cold and flu season with powerful, natural, and safe flu fighters. Antivirals like olive leaf extract capsules and elderberry power. Vitamin D3, 180 caps, only $9. Beta-glucans and an incredible immune system booster. Our own 4-herb tea capsules and Respa 8, all specially priced during the winter sale at herbalhealer.com. Also, exclusive homeopathic detoxes for lungs, kidneys, liver, whole body, and lymph are on sale. Herbal Healer Academy offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and save big now when you hit the winter specials at herbalhealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time since 1988. Celebrating 25 years in service to the natural healthcare industry.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Yeah, calling you fame.
KMLN, Los Angeles.
Clone Radio. We play the songs that sound more like everyone else than anyone else. Clone.
Hitler took the guns. Stalin took the guns. Mao took the guns. Fidel Castro took the guns. Hugo Chavez took the guns. 1776 will commence again if you try to take our firearms. The Republic will rise again when you attempt to take our guns.
I have sworn upon the altar of God eternal hostility against every form of tyranny over the mind of man.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Wow, I had a great talk with Ted Nugent during the break. He's going to come on very, very soon. Maybe even in studio, who knows. And he said, hey, buddy, before I get back on the road here and get back to my ranch, he said, turn up the heat on him when you come back in. I think we already did today. It's always exciting when some big guest, especially like Ted Nugent, calls into the show just randomly. It just adds like 10 times the electricity to everything. We've got some big guests, some surprise guests. Coming up this next week, that's all I can say, and I will leave it at that. I mean, one of them is Michael Savage, but there's a lot more coming up this week. Now, I went to a caller during that short segment, then we got Ted back on with a cell drop, so I put, I think, Doug back on hold. Callers, I don't screen your calls. Just have your question, your comment ready. We're talking Second Amendment. I would like to hear you just say dittos if you like the show. I agree with Limbaugh doing that. No need to thank me. I thank you. I mean, don't thank me for taking your call. I want to hear from you. What do you think about veterans all over, people I know, getting letters saying, we're going to make you turn your guns in. You have now been found to be incompetent. No judge, no jury, no PTSD, no nothing. They're testing to see what they can do. And this is even a news item. They just put it out there to see what they can get away with. This new Department of Justice memo saying, why don't we just take the guns? And admitting in the memo, I'll cover this after I take some calls, that how many do they say it? 34 people, they say in the memo, 34 people die. It's just incredible. So they say, what is the point of just going after assault weapons? We should go after them all. It's 35. Sorry, I said 34. It says, for those four or more victims in this particular place and time, amount of average for 35 fatalities a year. Policies that address the larger firearm homicide issue will have a far greater impact. And then they go on to say, physically confiscate. Go read the memo. This should be one of the biggest stories in the country up at Infowars.com. And it's at Officer.com. AP's reporting on it. But Reason Magazine, the Libertarians are reporting on it. And then you've got billions of rounds of ammo. We've already talked about all that. Let's go to your phone calls. I want to hear what you have to say about this. And then we've got the clip coming up in the next segment of the sheriff, Sheriff Clark, that I had on from Milwaukee County, saying, look, there's going to be a second American Revolution that will dwarf the first if they try this. And I'm here to tell you, folks, it doesn't matter if only 10% of the country's hardcore awake. Okay, if 10%, if 1% of 10% says no, you're talking about tens of millions of people. There's no way the globalists can take our guns. Just like Admiral Yamamoto said when the general staff before Pearl Harbor said, and next we may have you invade California. And he said, if we invade the United States, there'll be a rifle behind every blade of grass. And look at the communist Chinese, how 2 months ago and then again a month ago in their People's Daily. That's what Michael Savage is on about, by the way, on Tuesday. His book's about that. Wrote it before this even came out, but it's just now got published. They said, look, we own your debt. We're here for you to wage a war, that's a quote, war on your gun owners. People's Daily. Obama, get the guns. We're basically ordering you to do it. I mean, this is Twilight Zone what we're putting up with. But that's how tyranny is. Once you give in, the green light's on. Once you'll put up with one usurpation, then another, why not 10,000? Why not 100,000? Thomas Jefferson said the level of tyranny you'll live under is exactly what you put up with. Let's go ahead and go back to Doug. Was it I put on hold for Ted Nugent? Doug, go ahead and make your point. What do you think about all this?
Well, Alex Jones dittos, okay, for right off the bat. And the fact that you had that, the gentleman that you just spoke to on, and you are going to speak, my God, this is just watershed. I think the people that have been...
Yeah, the American people are waking up and getting hardcore, and that's why the feds are arresting Ted Nugent. They're afraid of men that stand up and go, quit lying to me, you want my guns, because you're dirtbag criminals. Okay? Yeah. Stop acting like it's for the kids, you opportunistic bastards! They're afraid of people. They go, oh, that's discrediting, don't do that. No, they say that because it kicks their butt. That's why we need more men to speak up and say no. Your final point, Doug.
Alex. Okay, final point is that this is watershed. Okay, so you've got Mr. Savage, and you. Oh my God.
I gotta go, Doug. I gotta go. Yeah, I understand. People are getting hardcore. You either get hardcore or become slaves. You either get hardcore or it's over. Bill in Alaska, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, how are you doing?
I'm fired up, man. It's a great show. Go ahead.
I hear that. Dittos, by the way. Let me make a point of some things that I think are going to happen soon. And first, let me say I have a Facebook page called Freedom is Bulletproof. You can check out more there if you'd like.
It's a great name. I'm going to steal that.
And you can share any of those articles if you find anything useful, too, by the way. But, you know, the occult is really big into numerology. Of course, you probably already know that. I mean, covered that at some point. Some points that I'd like to make that I don't know if you've actually figured out or researched is, you know, in the skull and bones picture with Bush, if you look at the clock in the back, it's pointed to 1 o'clock. I think something really bad is going to happen in 2013 because, of course, you've heard of the 11th hour, which would be 11 and then 12.
No, sure. The occultists are obsessed with 13, but 13, I think, is lucky. 13 colonies, 13 original states. I mean, you know what? I make my own luck because I love God above. But listen, I hear you. What is your take on them coming out against the guns while denying it at the same time? What is your take on that?
Well, I think it's BS, but can I make one more point, too? I don't know if you know about the Georgia Guidestones. Of course, you probably do. But
yeah, calling for a world reduction in population. That's what these Marxist globalist control freaks really want. They want to reduce human population. Hitler was just one of their spinoffs.
That they made that was March 22nd, 1980, exactly 33 years later. March 23rd, 2013 is when Obamacare goes into enactment.
Which is death panels and total control. I hear you, and I appreciate your call. We're going to continue with phone calls. The number to join us, if you can get in, is 877-789-ALEX, 877-789-2539. But here's the deal. I don't screen your calls, and the callers are great. But I want to hear your take. Sometimes we have a free-for-all, just any subject you want. In fact, most of the time, and I guess that's why then when I want to cover one thing, nobody does it. Let me explain to everybody on hold. I want to talk about the attack on the Second Amendment because I want to tell all the anti-gun people something who are low-level idiots who don't understand the facts. If they can take the Second Amendment, they can take it all. Your First Amendment, your 10th, your 4th, your 5th, your pension funds. The government is going to raid everything. They've done it in Europe. They've done it all over the world. We'll be back after the news. Stay with us. I'm Alex Jones.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. Utopiasilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now Utopiasilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details on your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit utopiasilver.com, utopiasilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
Fall in love.
with food storage savings this February at BePrepared.com. Going on now, BePrepared.com saves you over $300 with a premium 1,600 one-year supply, including 126 cans of freeze-dried and dehydrated food. Or get the new gourmet 14-day food supply with a full 2,000 calories per day with pre-planned menu. Stroganoff and noodles are 20% off with purchase of six or more. Mountain House pork chops are back in stock at 34% off. Pack your own low-moisture foods with our new do-it-yourself Super Pail combo on sale at 22% off. Add to your preparedness with minor surgery kits at 15% off. And wool blended blankets are only $11.89. The February Fall in Love with Savings Sale ends February 28th at BePrepared.com. For contents and details, visit BePrepared.com or call 800-999-1863. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
Is this the year you finally get serious about your family's drinking water? If so, keep listening for a special offer from Big Berkey Water Filters. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water is fluoridated? Berkey Water Filters distinguish themselves from many other filtration systems with the capability to significantly reduce dangerous chlorine, fluoride, arsenic, and disinfection byproducts from municipal water via the Black Berkey and PF line of filters. Then there's affordability. At only 1.7 cents per gallon, Berkey Water Filters purify treated and untreated water, even stagnant pond water. Stop and think how much money you could save by simply reducing buying bottled water and using water filtered by your Berkey water filter. No need to be constantly replacing expensive filters with a Berkey. A single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. Choose the best size Berkey for your needs at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And right now, all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Just call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Free shipping on every order over $50. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
To have a fighting chance against cold and flu bugs, get the world's best garlic extract, Allicin Plus C. Fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi with Allicin Plus C. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Allicin Plus C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Allicin Plus C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Allicin Plus C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Allicin Plus C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Allicin Plus C. To order, call 855-ALLICIN. That's 855-255-4246. Or go to AllicinPlus.com. Spelled AllicinPlus.com. Get Allicin Plus C from Affinity Health Products.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network. Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
All right, the full 30-minute interview made national news when the globalist collaborator media demonized him. We're going to play this clip and then go back to your calls. But Sheriff David Clark, who defeated Piers Morgan in debates and others, he put an ad out saying, look, citizens of Milwaukee County, because of the economy imploding, you know, there is some crime rate increases, and you need to protect yourselves. You need to go out and get firearms training and help me protect this county. And that's what a normal sheriff would do. But that's so alien to the globalists, to the control freaks, to the kleptocrats, to the Marxists. They are scared to death of troops after they are out of the military. The fact that they know how to fight and defend themselves. They want to use them for their operations and use them for globalism and use them to turn Libya and Syria over to Al-Qaeda like Obama's doing. But afterwards, they hate your guts. And it's the same thing. The system hates police because you actually are from the old guard of, you know, men being men. They don't like macho, male, warrior societies. The kleptocrats are a bunch of slimy, greasy control freaks. And so, was it CNN, MSNBC, newspapers all demonized this last week? We covered it on Friday. But here's a clip of what the sheriff had to say on the radio show And then back to your calls. This is powerful. From a lot of analysts I talk to think that the Obama Marxist types want to start a civil war in this country. I mean, they've got to know what's going to happen if they try to confiscate guns.
Well, first of all, to me, that would be an act of tyranny. So if the people of Milwaukee County do not have to worry about me enforcing some sort of order that goes out and collects everybody's handgun and, or rifles or any kind of firearm and makes them turn them in. And the reason is I don't want to get shot, because I believe that if somebody tried to enforce something of that magnitude, you would see the second coming of an American revolution like you, the likes of which would make the first revolution pale by comparison. So the people in Milwaukee County don't have to worry about me engaging in that sort of tyranny.
You're absolutely right.
That's enough.
And he goes on to say the full interview is at InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.tv as we fight this prison planet the globalists are trying to build. He says it's up to the American people when to decide to push back, not me. But that people need to start saying no. And that's what Ted Nugent, who's listening right now, driving through Texas, is saying. And when I say Texas is the heart of the resistance, I've been saying that for 17 years on air. We've had liners saying that on the show for 15 years. Some of those liners you hear are from like 1997. And people are like, heart of the resistance, what is all this? Look, I know these are tyrants we're dealing with. Now, 15 years ago, it sounded crazy to say heart of the resistance. Now, where's everybody moving? Rick Perry saying gun manufacturers come to Texas. I actually agree with that. That's something good Rick Perry's doing. Remington, you name it, come here. Leave Connecticut. Leave New York. Come to us. We won't say you're child killers. It's the killer that did that, the Prozac head. And so, absolutely. And we've got to, who was it said the other day? I think it was a Moral Technique we had on, said, you don't need to die for the revolution. You need to live for it. You need to vote with your dollars, vote with your time, vote with your mouth, and get aggressive and say, shut up. How dare you say, some spoiled, rotten kid who got guns illegally reportedly killed some people, and then he was on a bunch of psychotropic drugs, and so you're going to blame me? Those are fighting words to say I am guilty as a gun owner? What this country was founded on? I am guilty with no criminal record? You're telling me I killed those kids? Don't try your guilt trip with me, you slack-jawed piece of trash. That's outrageous. It's outrageous to disarm the veterans. It's outrageous to be saying they want to confiscate the guns. These people need to be locked up, not us. Doc in Delaware, thanks for holding. You're on the air. Welcome.
Yeah, got a couple of things quick, Alex, so I'll be real quick.
Go ahead.
Number one, it's nowhere but in our local newspaper here, the Delaware State News out of Dover. Our Wilmington News Journal is owned by the Gannett chain, which is Al Newhart. He's a very anti-gunner. Our Governor Jack Markell, who's being touted as presidential material, and his Attorney General Bo Biden, Joe's son, want not a 7-round limit, Alex. They want a 5-round limit on all weapons in Delaware to be sold in
okay,
Delaware.
Well, that's national news because it ties into Biden, as you just said. Give me the headline. We'll post it at InfoWars.com, and then it'll probably go viral. That's why you guys are so important. What's the headline on that article?
It's in the Delaware State News. It's recent, and it says that Markell does not want a 10-round ban. He wants a 5-round ban, even more so than the 7-round ban that Cuomo got in New York.
Yeah, and again, 7 rounds or more. Above 7 rounds, you get a felony, and they're setting up checkpoints and searching houses. Delaware State wants a 5-round ban. Let me try to find that.
And the reason I'm giving you the name, Doc, here's the reason. I may be involved very, very shortly under my real name here in Delaware with a lawyer inside Delaware, because I am bipolar, challenging the executive order that since I'm seeing a psychiatrist, I can never buy any kind of weapon in Delaware.
Well, that's insane. I mean, they send people to that for marriage counseling, you name it. I mean, or you might have a neurological problem. You want to know if it's physical or if it's mental. I mean, that'll listen, psychiatry has become a tyranny. In Russia and in Nazi Germany, it was a tyranny. It's becoming a tyranny. They're going to extinct themselves, becoming agents of the state. They're going to extinct their business with this type of behavior. So listen, to email me at showtips@infowars.com that article, because I'm having trouble finding it. I mean, I believe you because I know they've been talking about 16 states have introduced bills to ban everything above 10 rounds and make you turn them in. What is the headline on the article? Because I put it in and didn't find it.
I don't have it, but I've got a book that I need you to get out there to all your listeners. They can get it at Amazon.com. The name of the book is called I Heard You Paint Houses. The author is Charles Brandt, B-R-A-N-D-T. It is about the leader of the local Teamsters local here. When Joe Biden got elected senator first time around, he got it with Teamsters' help directly, illegally, and at that time, and to the end of his life, Frank Sharon, the Irishman, was an associate of La Cosa Nostra in Delaware.
No, well, I don't know those names, but Joe Biden, a good fella, come on. Chicago, as well, the Obama people, all the weathermen who are convicted bombers, those are nice people. Convicted bombers are good people. They said they want to put us in re-education camps. I mean, how dare you talk bad about Joe Biden? He's a wonderful man. Let's talk to Lee in Minnesota. You're on the air, Lee. Go ahead.
Hi, Alex. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. Go ahead. Got about a minute and a half.
I have a personal story about the manufacturers of those disgusting police training targets. I wrote it down so I wouldn't forget any of the details, and I'd like to quickly read that if I could.
Sure.
Several weeks ago, I was standing in a really long line at our local post office where there's registers for only three postal clerks to help customers.
Sure.
Two clerks were waiting on people, and then one put up a sign at her counter saying that she was closed. We all kind of looked funny at her, and several people grumbled, so she informed all of us that she had to wait on a businessman who brought in two full pallets of packages before she could take any more people in line. I could tell she was uncomfortable having to give this guy a free pass to head of the line while the rest of us peons had to wait. I was peeved like everyone else.
So what happened?
I looked at his packages to try and see why he was getting special attention, because business people usually have to wait in line like the rest of us.
Sure.
And he starts bringing out big packages and bundles and putting them on the counter, and I noticed the markings on them that said law enforcement something. I couldn't make out the last words. I figured law enforcement, that's weird, because he was dressed all in camo from head to toe, and it just seemed like people who are dressed that way usually are enemies of the law enforcement.
Well, I mean, you've got to know, well, the government's been taken over by foreign banks now. It's a takeover, but do you ever find out what they were? But it just shows government goes to the head of the line now. They're God. Go ahead.
Yeah, this guy actually is one of the people who makes those law enforcement targets and was getting special attention at the post office and made the rest of us stand there and wait for
Amazing.
Over
so you
hour.
Found that out, the targets of women and children that Homeland Security requested for shooting.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquamedics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gates, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
Hi there. My name is Frank Bates. What I'm about to tell you in the next 60 seconds could get me in a lot of trouble. I just created a free video presentation at 123coverup.com that exposes the electricity monopolies and government agencies for what they really are. Incompetent, lying crooks that are counting on your ignorance and fear to keep your power bills criminally high. Some have called this a conspiracy. Others have called it a cover-up, and you will be shocked to find out how deep the conspiracy goes. My video at 123coverup.com exposes the truth and shows you the secret of how I beat them and how you can beat them too. Watch the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go to 123coverup.com and discover one weird trick to slash your power bill and protect your home. Go watch my video now at 123coverup.com before they force me to shut it down. Again, that's 123coverup.com.
Your freedoms are on the line. The Second Amendment is in danger. How soon before your freedoms are taken away? What can you not live without? What is your greatest dependency? Is it your guns? Is it your home? No, it's food. It all boils down to the food supply. Tyrannical governments control people by controlling their food supply. Don't be dependent. Be self-sufficient. Don't wait for the government to feed you. Feed yourself. I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Do like Alex has done and get a supply of food from eFoods Direct. It's the best long term storable food on the planet. Get the popular Mega Patriot Pack free, a 24-day supply of food plus stove, cook pot, and fuel. Call 800-250-1857 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get up to 20 Mega Patriot Packs free with purchase. Build your food supply, be in control, be self-sufficient, and be a patriot. Call 800-250-1857 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get your free Patriot Pack today.
Radio advertising on GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is simple, affordable, and reaches millions. How do we do it? Let's break it down. First, the simple part. You tell us about your business. Then our expert radio copywriters write your copy. We hire professional voice talent.
Hello there, I'm a professional announcer.
And then produce your ad with just the right music and feel. Voila! Simple. How affordable? 60-second ads on GCN are the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And that brings us to reach. Millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 700 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. That's it. A one-stop shop. Creative radio ads. Very affordable rates. Millions of potential customers and customer service that can't be beat. See our current list of satisfied advertisers at GCNLive.com. Then shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
All right, here's the deal. I can't go to like 20 people on hold, but I want to get to everybody. Lee, Sam, William, Don, Tony, Ganondov, or Gandalf, excuse me, Kay, and Jimmy. I'll at least get to you, but each person will get about a minute. All the articles, the DOJ memos, the Department of Justice, the Pentagon, saying they're going after the veterans, they're going to confiscate the general public's guns, they will do this if you don't say no. They're testing you. And even if you say no and push them back this time, they see it as conditioning to normalize you for it. You've got to decide you're not backing off. And the good news is this is blowing up in their face at many levels. The bad news is they don't care. They have that arrogance that so many corrupt groups have had before where they just keep going forward. So that's just the way it is. But we'll cover it all at Infowars.com and on the radio show and back tomorrow, 11 a.m. Central. If you don't have a local AM or FM in your area, a lot of them carry the Sunday show and not the weekday show. Tell them to carry it. Or listen to the free podcast or the free iPhone apps or the free Android apps at Infowars.com. And the listen page has them all right there for you. Sam in Wisconsin and William. Sam, you're on the air. Welcome.
Hi. I've been listening to the show. I like the show a lot. Thanks for the bumper stickers. I got those. And I don't know. It's pretty crazy, things that are going on. The government, you know.
Why do you think the government wants to start a civil war?
Why?
Yeah.
Just because they're corrupt. The NWO, they want to control.
Yeah, they know it's going to be cops and military dying. Why do they care? They'll make money off the war. They'll make money off the economy falling apart. They'll sit offshore in Europe while we kill each other. So what? Yeah.
Yeah, it's too bad.
Well, after this is all said and done, we need to make sure the real criminals go to jail. Go ahead. What's your comment?
My question is to you. I want to get some banners made up, Infowars.com banners, maybe some yard signs, vehicle wraps, anything like that we can do, maybe.
Brother, anything. You can put any Infowars. You don't have to ask permission. Go for it. That's why I just mailed out 150,000 bumper stickers for free for anybody that asks for them, shipping included. That's what the guy's talking about. Thank you, Sam. William in Tennessee, you're on the air. I'm all in, folks. I'm going 110%. William, you're on the air. Welcome.
Well, thank you, Alex. Long-time listener, first-time caller.
Well, bless you. Go ahead.
Alex, recently I just attended a Second Amendment meeting in my hometown. I'm a former Marine. I've been preaching this to everybody I've known for years to work with, to be ready, be prepared. I get to my Second Amendment meeting. I find out there's nobody from my local law enforcement there attending in my county. This really worries me, Alex.
Oh, it's bad, yeah.
To get this out in the open, out where I'm at.
You send them video clips of all the other sheriffs on TV saying they're going to stand with America, and you tell them they need to say which side they're on. And if they won't say which side they're on, you know you're in trouble. Let me tell you, you know why so many sheriffs and police are waking up? Because they're in the DOJ training where they're talking about the gun confiscation. That's on record. And that'll wake police up who aren't total traitors real quick. Wait, you are going to do all this? You are demonizing the Founding Fathers? Well, I'm not with you. And so that's how it always is in history, and it's biblical. The evil, when it gets down to the line, it becomes real clear. And people are given their choice. Who are they going to serve? You going to sign on to these foreign bankers who could care less about you? Or are you going to sign on to liberty and honor? Let me tell you, it's exciting to have a chance to face this evil. It's exciting to be in danger. It's exciting to be real. It's exciting to not be a sellout. It's exciting to be doing the right thing. I mean, I feel blessed to be on the front lines of this thing. I'm not scared. I'm scared of these people winning, William.
Well, Alex, I wear my colors all the time. There's a lady saying that most people who wear camouflage are not like the enemy. I wear my camouflage and my Marine Corps colors all the time.
She just didn't understand. Sure. She just meant that she would think of someone else wearing, the camouflage of another government. My point is they're trying to now make the military wage war against us. But all that's doing is waking the military up. I think the ruling establishment's gone crazy. But that doesn't mean that they won't try something. Hitler, nobody ever beat the Russians, and Napoleon hadn't. He still turned east and went and fought 10 times his number of military. And these people are, look at Dianne Feinstein. Look at Obama. They're all insulated. Everybody wiping their hind end and all this stuff. I mean, they really think they're going to take us, William. They're crazy.
Well, Alex, like I said, I'm a long-time listener. Listened to you about the Bohemian Grove, all this in the past. I've listened to you now, Alex, for about 10, 15 years. And got a lot of your videos. Have you got anything that you can send me, Alex, to help wake up my community?
You know what? If people aren't awake right now, they may never wake up. But there are people who are awake in your area. God bless you. I appreciate your call. It's just that, see, being someone whose face is now known, anywhere I go, anywhere in the country, people walk up. Sometimes the whole restaurant, as happened in Wimberley yesterday, everyone in the restaurant, everyone in the hour while I was in Wimberley, Texas, came over to the point of I couldn't even eat. I mean, I'm not bragging. I'm saying that shows there's a wake-up happening. So, but people who aren't known feel like they're all alone. You see what I'm saying? Because no one recognizes you. That's why you should wear an InfoWars.com a hat or a T-shirt. You'll find the patriots in your area and then work with them to wake up others. Thank you, William. Don in Michigan. You're on the air, Don. Go ahead. Okay, Don, are you there, buddy? Hey, Don's gone. Tony in Illinois. I'm going to go to Tony now. Tony in Illinois. You're on the air. Go ahead, Tony.
That's good to talk to you. I'll keep it quick. Here in Chicago, land of the free, home of the crooks. We're talking about how, they're coming after our guns. Well, there's a congresswoman here who she aligns herself with Obama, and in her whole, MO is getting rid of the guns. And if you hear her commercial, they say in there, it's deadly assault weapons. That's what they want to hear.
But she's not getting rid of the guns for the government. No. They're all for checkpoints and control. She wants our guns.
No, and that's the verbiage they'll use. They'll put that deadly in there. And the weak-minded are the ones that, oh, my God, she's right. I'm going to vote for her. And this is how it keeps going is these, I'm going to call them liberal-minded people, that they don't want to listen to reason. And they want to, just believe what they're told by the mainstream media. So that's the bad part about that. But
well, listen, here's the deal. They've been told by the people that give them campaign money that are foreign banks that have taken the country over, you do this. That's why they're doing it. And they're not going to stop. And they're not going to listen to reason because they're bought and paid for. God bless you, sir. Before I go to Gandalf, Kay, and Jimmy, last callers we have time for, look at this article at InfoWars.com, now in the featured archive. Communist propaganda poster, Comrades, Turn In Your Weapons, from 1918, shows the public turning in their knives and guns, and then the government killed them en masse. Okay? That's what gun control's about. Get that article, get it out to everybody you know. Gandalf from Middle Earth joining us from a space-time continuum. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Oh, it's such a pleasure to talk to you. Dittos. I have 10 years on you. You woke me up 2 years ago, but I just want to say you're ahead of your time. I know you don't like that, so I'm going to go to my question. These people have the bureaucracy to go against you, okay? So my question is, they have your bank account. They have the TSA, the DEA, the FBI, the ATF, the DMV to get you on the road. And
so
you
did know, every other tyranny in history. Once they lose the support...
How do you resist that? That, because they can just, they don't have to come and SWAT team you. That's easy to resist. If they get you from the bureaucracy and they take you away to an NDAA prison in a FEMA camp, what do you do?
Well, number one, they always need to tell us they love us, they care about us, they're good, because they need the moral authority. You call the bluff, you start a YouTube channel, you start a local radio show, you get active, at least an hour a day, you speak to people. And look, the government already has a 9% approval rating. Most police and military I know are already waking up. This is a gamble the tyrant's trying to take over like this. It could backfire on them. If we resist them politically, it will. But as Churchill said, you know, there may come a time when we've just got to fight because there's no other choice. They're coming to put us in a camp. And then it's what Alexander Solzhenitsyn talked about. What if every time the secret police went out to grab people, folks resisted them? I mean, there comes a time where you just don't bend over. And you're like, you know what, bully? I don't know how this is going to end, but you want to beat me up? You know, when I was like 10, 11, 12 years old, I got beat up by bullies almost every week. And my dad was the type of guy who just said, well, learn how to, you know, fight them. I guess he was old school. And you know what? It was really fun when I learned how to beat up the bullies. And it just learned, you know what? I'm going to absolutely attack you back full power. And even if sometimes they were 5 years older than me and a lot tougher than I was, they didn't mess with me next time, even if they kicked my butt, because I ended up hurting them. And if they got on top of me in a dog pile, I'd start biting them. And I was like 12 years old, big bloody chunks out of them. They backed off real quick. Okay? And then years later, I went a little overboard. I'd find those bullies and stomp their brains out. Okay? I'm not kidding around here. Let's go ahead and jam in. We're out of time. I'm sorry to Kay and Jimmy. We're out of time, ladies and gentlemen. Find your humanity. Find your manhood. Learn to spit at the enemy. Learn to hate them. Learn to see the occupation for what it is of foreign banks. And all the other talk show hosts and people out there, admit I was right. Admit we're in trouble. Half measures won't counter this. Call the tyranny out for what it is. Decide which side you're on. Spread the word about beacons like InfoWars.com. Alex Jones signing off until tomorrow, 11 a.m. Central.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
The people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.